Hello and welcome. David Baker with Wisdom for Life podcast. Hey, we're glad you're here. Have a short thought today, but one that I think will be very helpful to you and something you can meditate and think about. There's a beautiful verse in the Bible. The Apostle Paul was talking in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. He said, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me." Let me stop there. A great door and effectual. He is in Ephesus. Revival or riot followed him everywhere he went. Many people got saved, and then a lot of people didn't like it, and problems happened. But there's a great door and effectual open. There are so many people getting saved, so many people that want to get saved. And I believe the same way for us. Jesus said the fields are white already unto harvest, meaning there are so many people who want to get saved and need to get saved. It's amazing how many people talk about, oh, they plucked green fruit, meaning they picked, they led someone to Christ that really wasn't quite ready to be saved. I'd love to find that verse in the Bible. He said the fields are white already unto harvest. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Once someone's old enough to understand salvation, what a great day to get saved. So there's a great door and effectual open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Many adversaries. There are many things that are going to try to fight us and mess us up. Let me give you quickly a few things that will, so we can watch out for them. Number one, the flesh. What's our biggest enemy? What's our biggest adversary? Us. The person I shave in the morning, that's my biggest problem. The person that you have to deal with, yourself, it's our flesh. Paul said, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Our flesh is a battle. Paul said, "The things I want to do, I don't. The things I don't want to do, I do." Wow, what is that? We have to fight with our flesh. Paul said, every day, fight, die to self. He said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I'm afraid we don't do that. I'm afraid daily we don't look and see and keep our flesh in check to make sure that we are not going to do something that's going to mess us up. So many people that has happened to, and they look back the rest of their life with regret, seemingly never able to get back to where they wanted to be. So the first enemy, the first adversary is us, our flesh. We got to get out of the way. Number two, the circumcision is talked about. Boy, what is that? Those are the religious people. The religious people. It's amazing how many religious people get in the way of helping others. It's amazing. It shouldn't be that way. Religious people should be for God, right? They should be going forward. But many times, those are the ones that cause the biggest problem. They did for Jesus, and they did for Paul. Number three, what else? Many adversaries. The heathen, the Bible says. What's that? That's the unsaved. Boy, the society today with LGBTQ, RST, UV, it's amazing what problems are caused in school and for kids. The heathen, the unsaved, they cannot reproduce, so they can only recruit. And that's what they want to do, and they are going after them in our schools and in our TV and everywhere they can. Number four, what else? Adversary, the jealous. If you do something for God, especially try to do something big for God, look out. The problems are going to come. My pastor would always teach us, hey guys, if you never want to be criticized, then don't ever do anything or be anything or have anything. Because if you ever do anything or be anything or have anything, you will be criticized. Now, that was that day, criticized. Then they may write you up in a paper or they may write a book about you. Today, wow, social media, internet, blogs, the things that are out there. People are jealous. 3 John 1:9, he said, "I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not." There are people who love to have the preeminence. They want the attention and the pride. Listen, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about serving him. It's about helping people. Most of my ministry has been spent, much of it has been spent helping people that nobody cares about. And you know what? There's no accolades in that at all. And I love it. I could spend my life in the jail witnessing and teaching and preaching and helping guys there. I could spend my life in the nursing home. I have spent hundreds and hundreds of hours in both of those places. And I love it because it's so pure. There's nothing that those people can do for me. But it's amazing. Other people want the preeminence and will try to tear down anyone who tries to do something. And lastly, what are their adversaries? Everything. Everything. When Paul, I won't read the whole passage there, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, when he goes through all the things that he went through, in labors more abundant, stripes above measure, he got whipped on his back more times than could be counted. Prisons more oft, deaths oft. Of the Jews, just the Jews, received I 40 stripes save one. 39 stripes of the Jews five times. He said, I can't count how many other stripes I had, but of the Jews, I received 39 stripes five times. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. How does that sound? How fun does that sound? In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Wow, he had problems everywhere. In weariness, and painfulness, and fastings, and watchings often, and hunger and thirst, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Hey, guess what? There are a lot of adversaries. So what do we do? Hey, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, the works that I do shall ye do greater because I go to my Father. Hey, realize the power that we have through God. Realize what God can do and make sure we do not let these things stop us. Hey, there's a great door and effectual open unto me. And there are many adversaries. Do not let the adversaries hurt you and mess you up. Stay close to God. Get the strength from God, the wisdom from God, and make sure that we are going to do and reach the people that God wants us to reach while we still have this open door. Hey, God bless you, and have a great week.